Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
NPR's Tiny Desk Concert Series has hosted artists from Taylor Swift to Usher. It's developed a devout following of music fans and helped shine a light on early career artists through its annual competition. Standing out among the nearly 7,000 submissions in this year's competition is no easy task, but as WBUR's Elijah Nicholson-Mesmer reports, one Boston-based artist did just that.
Robin Hilton is a senior producer at NPR Music, and he's no stranger to the Tiny Desk competition. But even as a veteran judge, reviewing the thousands of submissions to this year's competition took some endurance.
Well, when you have so many entries and submissions to go through, you've got to give yourself lots of breaks, because if you spend more than, say, an hour at a time, the songs and the artists, they start to blur together, or you start to lose your focus and you know you need to stop and walk away. But regardless, the whole time, you're just hoping for something that's going to make you stop dead in your tracks. And, you know, something that's going to make your ears stand at attention.
Oh, my mother's voice is leaking into my head. I've got my father's nose and lack of self-respect.
Everything matters and has to connect, and that's certainly what May did in their song.
19-year-old May Valerio is a student at Berklee College of Music. Their song, Home, was recently included in NPR's Top Shelf, a kind of finalist list of Tiny Desk contestants. After an unsuccessful submission last year, Valerio said they couldn't believe the news.
So I was sitting on my couch at home, and I was sitting next to my mom, and I got an email, and I was like, is this real? So I gave it to my mom, and she's like, yeah, it's real. I was like, whoa, that's pretty cool.
Valerio started writing the song in their first semester at Berklee, caught in what they described as a never-ending loop of feeling alienated wherever they go.
I wanna go anywhere but here, anywhere but home.
I have a problem with being vulnerable, but you would never guess it, because my lyrics are so vulnerable.
Growing up paralyzed by social anxiety, Valerio said performing for people was often the only way they felt comfortable connecting with others.
I didn't go out in public, so when I would just perform, I would perform for people, but I wouldn't really talk to them.
Valerio recently put on a small concert in their Fenway apartment. They pluck strings on their guitar as friends take their seats on pillows dotting the floor. They tell the audience they just read an online how-to guide about things to talk about before a performance.
I'm sorry, we don't serve time travelers here. A time traveler walks into a bar.
Oh my god, it's so bad!
And after a few minutes of nervous banter, they settle into their guitar.
Feels like everyone is in on a joke that I'm not.
Valerio is waiting for NPR to announce the competition winner this month. But in the meantime, they say they're proud of themselves for making it this far. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Elijah Nicholson-Mesmer.
Home is more than just the bed where I sleep, but I'm starving.